Live.com.
Through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Toll free 800-259-9231. Ah, technical difficulties. Anyway, Dean here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
So, we'll talk to you about anything, personal, political, whatever's on your mind. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described up there on the front page of the website. And don't forget,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
So again, anything goes. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, let's do a little follow-up, man. What's going on with the cookie girls?
Well, last week...
a recap, of course.
Yes, last week... Well, actually, the story has a recap in it, if you want me to read it that way. Last week, we had talked about these...
Well, it'd be better if you recapped it in your own words.
These gals that... young teenage girls that decided...
I think 19 and 18,
yeah, it would be a good idea. Instead of going to the homecoming dance, they wanted to stay home, bake cookies, and leave them on their neighbor's doorsteps. In addition to that, they also knocked and I don't remember what the term is for that, but...
knocked and ran?
Knocked and ran. Knocked on the door and ran away.
They would leave a basket of cookies with a little cute little note in it that said from the TNL Club, which is their first initials.
Right. And they're, I'm sure that they were thinking about this biblical verse that says, don't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing, that kind of thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's good to do good deeds and not get recognition for it, is what the Bible says.
I see.
Anyway, let me read. Durango, Colorado. two teenage girls who got in trouble for surprising their neighbors with, actually neighbor, the neighbors were happy, with homemade cookies, will not have to pay the nearly $1,000 in medical bills for a woman who says that she was so startled that she had to go to the hospital. Oh, my God.
Well, you were talking about earlier, you wonder if anybody has any fainting attacks these days, and maybe that was that was one of them.
She just claimed to have a, you know,
she claimed it was an
anxiety attack.
She found out what the left hand was doing.
Right. Radio station KOA AM of Denver raised more than $1,900 from listeners Friday to pay the girls $930.78 fine. The rest of the money will go to a charity dedicated to the victims of the Columbine High School massacre.
They were fined by the court because this woman sued them, and she actually tried to get more out of them. She tried to get pain and suffering,
right,
but they only had to pay the medical bill for this woman to go to the hospital because of her anxiety attack.
The story unfolded when the teens, Taylor Ostergaard, 17, and Lindsay Joe Zalitti, decided to bake chocolate chip and sugar cookies and place them outside their neighbors' doors with big red or pink construction paper hearts that carried the message, "Have a great night," and were signed with their first initials, Love, the T&L Club. Trouble began when they approached the home of Juanita Renee Young, 49. Young said she heard someone banging on the door of her rural home late in the evening. She went to the door and saw shadowy figures, but they refused to answer when she called out to them. The teens said they did not answer when the woman called out because they wanted the treats to be a surprise. Mm. Young said she was so frightened she spent the night in her sister's home, then went to the hospital the next morning because she was still shaking and had an upset stomach. The teens offered...
Cookie.
The teens offered to pay Young's medical bills, but she insisted on going to small claims court. Judge Doug Walker, after hearing the teens' explanation, awarded medical costs but declined to order punitive damages.
So it wasn't good enough.
That's why she wanted to go to court.
Right, it wasn't good enough. They'd offered to pay her medical bills on their own because they're such nice young girls. And
I suppose she could have been trying to... I always try to look at all the motivations that are possible, and I suppose she could have been trying to... just teach the girls a lesson about knocking on other people's doors in the middle of the night, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, the judge declined to order punitive damages against the girls. The victory wasn't sweet, Young said. Young is the woman who brought the lawsuit. I'm not gloating about it. I just hope the girls learned a lesson. Well, basically, that's a recap of the other story, except
okay.
for the part about them paying the listeners paid the fine there, which is great. I think it's fantastic. The radio station, raised twice as much money as these girls needed. Meanwhile, Richard Ostergaard, that's the father of Taylor Ostergaard, got a restraining order against Young's husband, Herb, and Young is the woman who brought the lawsuit. In a county court, claiming he continues to make harassing phone calls to the Ostergaard residence.
Why?
I guess I can't figure all this out. But here's the interesting, the last paragraph is even more interesting. 180 Young said, "This has turned out to be quite a fiasco. It's something that never should have happened, and it's just devastating. My phone hasn't stopped ringing. My life has been threatened, and I will probably move out of town."
Good riddance, you old bitch.
You know, the problem is the media has a tendency to paint stories however they want to,
uh-huh.
and it's difficult to know how things went, but I have I try to be unbiased. I'm having a very difficult time painting this young woman as anything but an old, mean, vindictive woman. You know?
You know, it really says something about her relationship.
And 49, I guess
too.
She's not even that old. Just a mean, vindictive woman.
Well, I mean, she had these girls leave cookies on her doorstep, and she was freaked out about it, and she has a husband. I kind of got the impression that she was a 49-year-old woman living alone by herself. You know, I could sort of understand that it's 10 o'clock at night, someone knocks on your front door, you've had a burglary attempt before, you live by yourself and you're a woman. I could see the anxiety there somewhat. But she has a husband? I mean, it says something about her relationship with her husband that she doesn't feel... Having this husband around doesn't make her feel any more secure about her life. And the fact that someone left cookies in front of her door and he couldn't, like, calm her down, he couldn't help her take...
Well, look what she does. She goes out and she does these things that are obviously going to bring, you know, there are people sneaking around my house. So she goes and makes it into a situation where now she is being threatened.
It's crazy. 800-259-9231 if you've got a comment or if you want to change the topic completely. You can do that. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates section. Whenever there's something new to announce about the website or about the show in general, we'll communicate to you first via the updates list. Of course, you can always log on to the website and look for yourself, but this just takes the extra step out of it. It just makes it so you check your email. There's the news from Free Talk Live. Very simple. And it's, of course, it's free, like everything that we have at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out. And again, 800-259-9231. So just, I guess, some final comments on this situation out of, what was it, rural Pennsylvania?
No, it was
where was this?
It was in Colorado.
Colorado. It was a very rural area, though. Not very many people living in this area. These two young girls, teenage girls, went baked some cookies, left them on their neighbor's doorsteps, and one particular neighbor with the last name of Young. What's her full name out, so we can give it out over the air again?
The poor woman has had enough trouble. I would give me 1 second here. I've got to find the story again.
Anyway, she had an anxiety attack about it and ended up bringing a lawsuit against these two girls. The girls were ordered by a judge to pay a $930-something medical bill for this lady because she couldn't take it.
It's Juanita, spelled with a W. W-A-N-I.
Yeah, like the white trash version.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Juanita Young,
yeah.
Age 49.
Just the way my stupid brain works, and I know she's married, but, you know, obviously just the way my brain works, just because we've been going through different topics on the show. Imagine if you went on an internet dating site and you met that woman.
Well, she's married.
What would that be? Well, yeah, she's married. That's what.
I hate to jump to conclusions, because the press gets to spin a story any way they want, you know?
Sure.
But at the same time, I have a very difficult time.
But it's not time. Like you have, it's not like you have a dead person on the other side. You've got two sides on this issue, and they're both talking. So we know what the girls have to say for themselves, and we know what this woman has to say for herself. So you got enough evidence to make a decision here.
You know, the...
It's crazy.
The story spun, though. I mean,
well, maybe she'll end up going
spun.
On that one show, the one that supposedly doesn't have any spin.
Right. Right. That chance.
Yeah. So these girls ended up having to pay this fine, and a bunch of radio stations and people started calling them and just donating them money so they didn't have to come up with it themselves, which is nice. You know, that was a good thing. And now it turns out this woman, this 49-year-old woman's getting threatening phone calls in the middle of the night, and everybody's harassing her now. And you made this point during the break, man, which that... You know, what she wanted, or what she was deathly afraid of,
what she was looking for, was people out to get her.
Well, that's what she was looking for subconsciously. She didn't want that to happen, but everything turned into that. Everything, anxious attitude, and then every nook, every cranny is holding a someone who's crouching, waiting to grab you. You know, it's almost like a form of paranoia. And now,
in fact, there are people out looking to get her. And I really believe what you focus on grows. So if you focus on... people out in the woods trying to get you. Man, there they are.
There will be people in the woods.
Especially since, didn't you mention that there's a radio show involved now? And I'm sure they told people, you know.
Well,
give this woman a call. Here's her number.
I don't know. KOAM of Denver is one of those heritage stations.
Oh.
They were licensed before 1929.
Right. Okay,
that makes me think that they're a little more news-oriented, a little more staid and stodgy.
Maybe it's all Free Talk Live listeners.
It could be.
I don't know. Anyway, so
perhaps
now
KOA's broadcasting us without the contract. You think?
No, I don't think they are.
No, I don't think so either.
That'd be nice. I'm sure we'd get a phone call or two.
We'll take them.
In that area. So now apparently the woman's planning on leaving the area, right? She's now planning
on
moving.
She says, I will probably have to move out of town.
Right. Yeah. Good riddance. Just
which
don't come
means,
to New Hampshire.
Which means that her life is being controlled by other people still.
Yeah.
You see? Not, I will probably move out of town. But
not
I will
I'm
probably
choosing
have
to move,
to
out.
Move
right.
out of town. Right.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever, lady.
She's a coward. Good riddance. 800-259-9231. Speaking of strange incidents, and actually, this might lead us into Johnson's next article about the cops with the steroids, but I figured we'd start here. In Crothersville, Indiana, hundreds of mourners paid their final respects to a 10-year-old girl who police believe was abducted and slain so she would not reveal any methamphetamine activity in her neighborhood.
Hmm.
More than 600 people attended funeral services for Caitlin Katie Coleman at Crothersville Community School.
Where is this?
Crothersville, Indiana.
Indiana, okay.
Where she was a fourth grader. The Reverend John Pierce told the crowd that the death should serve as a wake-up call, urging residents to form neighborhood watches and confront suspicious activity. He said, quote, if Katie hadn't been walking by a meth lab, she'd be alive today. We can't forget her. We need to remember that she was a sweet little girl. Coleman's, but what was someone spreading the word that she was a nasty little girl at age 8 or 10 or however old she was? Coleman's body was found January 30th in a creek after she'd been abducted. Authorities said apparently to intimidate her from revealing that methamphetamine was being made in an apartment near her home. And her family placed a ransom. It hasn't revealed exactly how she would have known that.
I don't know. My brain is immediately making links to the local case that we talked about last week. You know, Carly.
Carly Brashear here in the Tampa Bay area.
There are supposedly drugs going on there. They don't really know the reason why Joe Smith supposedly killed her. That doesn't make any sense. You know, there's all sorts of links there that could be, you know, like, what? Well, you know, it just seems like that. That seems like, to me, you know, hearing this story, sounds like there might be links to the one that happened locally. You know, just seems pretty similar.
Why would there be links, though?
Well, because supposedly from all the stuff that we've heard, and it's not necessarily, you know, public news yet, but that there was all sorts of drug...
Not that there are hard links, that there are similarities between the cases. You're not saying...
Right.
Link's not really the right word.
Well, no, not link. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say link. I should just say, yeah, there's
parallels.
Some very, very interesting parallels.
Illicit drugs equaling the deaths of little girls,
right,
would be the parallels.
You know, or maybe even that Carly was killed because she knew some stuff. You know, who knows? We don't know.
Or a vengeance killing, possibly.
Yeah, killing.
Generally, people hear things like that, you know, that, and certainly those are all possible. Generally, people hear things like that and they say to themselves, wow, it's just something that's unavoidable. People that deal drugs are going to kill people, you know, and it's just, that happens. We have to crack down on the people that are dealing drugs. The fact is, we've been cracking down on the people dealing drugs for decades.
Force! More force!
It's
apply
not
more force!
Working.
Now, the
fact is, if these drugs weren't illegal, that little girl would still be alive.
Yes, she would.
That little girl's dad wouldn't be crying his eyes out tonight because his daughter's been killed by some awful, despicable mobsters.
And they're never. And they're
but
never
really the
been.
People to blame are the mobsters in Washington that
yes.
are making that are doing this war on drugs.
Thank you.
Stop the war on drugs, and so that my family doesn't get killed.
Yeah.
Please.
End
so that my property
tonight.
Doesn't get stolen. Please.
You could literally end the killing by the end of the week.
Yeah.
If you ended the war on
if
drugs.
If the war on drugs would stop. But no, these police departments need more money. So they have to be able to get more drug users so they can take their money, confiscate their property, so that they can grow their stash of weapons and vehicles mm-hmm. and all that other stuff. That we're
it's
just
never
causing
enough,
the government to grow. And they're not going to stop. They don't know how to stop. They are incapable
they're
of
addicts.
Stopping. They are, really. It's like...
They're addicted to power.
Well,
they're addicted to the money. They're addicted to the power.
That makes
and
it seem...
Sick.
That doesn't
well,
give...
Some of them are literally
It
addicts.
Doesn't give people yeah. access.
We're going to come back. We'll tell you how literally addicted these cops can be. 800-259... All right, 800... That was good, though. Good rant, Manwich. 800-259-9231. Good, Manwich. We're going to come back with more. Free Talk Live.
Hey, I have lost over 40 pounds now with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and I'll tell you, it has made a huge difference in my life. Carla Jarrett's with me from Vim and Vigor. One of the things I wanted to mention was a few months ago, my doctor had been concerned about my blood pressure. I went back, you know, and this was like 40 pounds later, and my blood pressure was the lowest I could ever remember it being, and they just looked at it and went, oh, that's good.
We actually find that a lot. I mean, obviously there's no drug in Collagenate, but as people take it and they're losing weight, of course, things like blood pressure improve, cholesterol improves, mm-hmm. diabetics do very well because it's a protein supplement. The nice thing with Collagenate is it's safe to take, and then, of course, those conditions tend to improve.
Right, because of the weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. I've lost 40 pounds. My blood pressure's lower. My energy level is through the roof. Call 1-800-622-8446 to order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. 1-800-622-THIN. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. 1-800-622-8446.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. See kids fighting over a toy, and you'll hear someone's mom say, share. Good advice for the playground and the road. So when I come back, we'll talk peaceful coexistence between cars and motorcycles. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Détente between the Soviet Union and U.S. may be over, but drivers of four-wheel vehicles and two-wheel motorcycles could still use some negotiation in sharing the road. Here's a start. Cyclist, establish your status as a full-size vehicle by claiming road space nearer the center line, encouraging drivers to pass with a wider berth. Four-wheel vehicles, instead of moving to one side to see what's going on ahead in slow traffic, stick to the middle of your lane. This position discourages cyclists from weaving between cars. Now that's shuttle diplomacy. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. Don't forget, you can also log on and tune into the live stream that we have. Actually, there are a few of them that you can choose from, but everything from the low-end to the high-bandwidth versions of the show, all available for free at freetalklive.com. So, talking about this poor 10-year-old little girl who ended up getting thrown into a ditch somewhere, allegedly over the idea, I guess, that she knew about a methamphetamine lab in her neighborhood, in an apartment in her neighborhood, and the people who are running said lab. Apparently, Timothy O'Sullivan, age 22, and a 17-year-old boy were charged. Charles James Hickman, age 20, was arrested Wednesday and charged with murder in the slaying. Prosecutors allege that Hickman tied the girl's hands behind her back. Hickman first told investigators the girl tried to run away and fell into the creek, but also said that he might have bumped her into the water.
Might have bumped her.
And apparently this death was the first homicide in 25 years in the town of about 1,600 people, which is just north of Louisville, Kentucky.
That's great. I guess it's not great, but it's the first homicide in a long time. In 25 years, that's great.
And as you were saying right before we went away for a moment there, Manwich, if it wasn't for the war on drugs, this little girl would be going to school tomorrow morning.
She absolutely would.
There would be no meth lab in the neighborhood either for anyone to discover.
People would be making meth. Companies would be making meth legally. It would be safer, and who cares?
Cheaper.
Who cares what the meth people do? The meth users do to themselves.
Sure.
I mean, I don't want people dying from overdoses of methamphetamines. I guess you can die from that. I don't know. But at the same time, I'm not going to tell somebody they can't do it. I don't tell them they can't smoke cigarettes, and I know for sure that kills them.
Yeah.
And I don't want them dying from it.
I don't have enough time in my life to worry about everyone else in this world.
The bad things about drugs is the crime that it causes, and the crime is the fact that it's illegal.
And expensive.
If it wasn't illegal, and expensive.
Because it's illegal.
Right, and expensive.
If it wasn't illegal, it'd be pennies on the dollar. You could go out and buy a vial full of meth for $5.
You rarely hear of a story of somebody breaking into anywhere for alcohol, and almost never hear of it for people doing crimes
unless
for cigarettes.
Unless it's on a Sunday.
Yes.
Which is the one day that a lot of places prohibit alcohol.
Right.
Sales.
That's when the problems with alcohol start.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People, I don't understand why they just haven't figured it out. Prohibition doesn't work. Government doesn't work. You can't prohibit people from doing what they want to do. It will only encourage more people to do it if you prohibit it. And as a matter of fact, even the people who are doing the prohibiting just can't stay away.
They can't.
Okay, so it's a story out of Oklahoma City. As a brand new police officer, Chris Holden wanted to do everything he could to protect himself, especially after he heard about a highway patrolman who was shot to death in a struggle over his gun. Aw, poor Chris. So he began...
He's concerned.
So he began bulking up on steroids. Now Holden, 31, is out of work, one of four members of the Norman Police Department who were fired last fall after being accused of using or selling bodybuilding steroids. So they're even selling it. Police officers in Mississippi, Ohio, Connecticut, Hawaii, Colorado, Alabama, Florida, Arkansas, and New York have also been accused of steroid-related offenses in recent years. In many cases, they were charged with using, possessing, or dealing steroids. That's just what I want, to be pulled over by a highway patrolman with roids rage.
Yeah, right? No wonder we have so many beatings. It makes total sense now. The picture is complete for me.
Yeah. Steroids are attractive to some officers who know that an intimidating physique can ward off conflict or give them the upper hand in a life or death struggle.
Or just let them smash someone's head against the pavement for the hell of it.
The thinking that big is better than small, tough is better than weak, said Gene Sanders, a former police officer who has worked for nearly 15 years as a police psychiatrist for several agencies in California. There is a sort of underground, unspoken tradition among several departments that I've worked with that if you really want to bulk up, this is the best way to do it. But steroids can also lead to heart disease, liver damage, and shrunken testicles, as well as uncontrolled aggression or roid rage.
Yeah, that is definitely the worst aspect to this.
Yeah, which can be especially dangerous in a law officer.
When you're armed.
Yeah.
Yeah. These substances can cause depression and despondency. And here is a person who has a weapon, said Dr. Lynn Goldberg, head of Oregon Health and Science University's Division of Health Promotion and Sports Medicine.
That's really just frightening. I mean, if you thought it was bad that baseball players were doing this, this is 20 times worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some stories here.
But at least the baseball players are only doing it so they can hit a few extra home runs and maybe get a little bit extra money or entertain the crowd a little bit. In this case, these guys are doing it so they can bust some chops.
I heard something in the morning television news. There's some sort of new book out that is about one of these famous baseball players who's claiming that, you know, Mark McGwire and some other people were shooting up.
I believe it was Jose Canseco was claiming that.
Yeah, I guess it's a book. By or about Jose Canseco, that he was claiming that he was shooting up with Mark McGwire, and that that back then President Bush owned like a league, and
right.
that there's no way that he
team.
Wouldn't have known about it.
Yeah, when you're inside the circles, you know. I mean, when you're in the locker room, you know everybody on the team. There's no way you couldn't be aware of what's going on. I mean, these are the same guys you go out after the game with. They drink together. They smoke weed together. They do steroids together. They spend a lot of time with each other. And there may be a couple of the guys that are just completely oblivious to it. But for the most part, when you're in the culture, in the drug culture, you're aware. You have to be aware.
I think that's just a huge blanket statement. You have no idea what these teams are like. I mean, I don't know what my coworkers could be alcoholics for all I know.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. No, I.
Well, you work in the entertainment industry. That's a safe assumption. Just kind of like, I mean, you've seen enough evidence to know that sports figures in baseball use steroids. Not all of them do, but you know that there's a large amount of them that do. Just like if you've ever worked in a restaurant before. You know that most people in the restaurant industry are drug users, and that's okay. I mean, it's their prerogative. It's how they want to spend their free time. I would say the odds that the waiter that you see at your next outing at a restaurant is probably high when they're talking to you.
I think that's just a huge blanket statement. I'm not ready to go for all that.
You just don't know very many people in the restaurant industry, then.
I've known quite a few.
We have some excellent specials for you tonight. This is great.
They're not that obvious. I mean, they are professional at their job. They're able to get their jobs done. I'm just telling you how it is behind the scenes that most people don't realize that. And I'm sure it's the same way in the sports industry.
Just
like when we have the cops call in. Every cop that we've ever talked to on this show, whether they're currently in the police department or whether they're retired, and they're more likely when they're retired, but they'll tell us that the corruption goes all the way up to the top. And everybody who's a cop knows about the corruption. They see the corruption, but there's nothing they can do about it because they'll get their asses in trouble if they try to out someone for it.
Well, if you don't think that this cost on steroids is scary, a former Riverdale, Georgia police officer received a life sentence in 1995 for the slaying of a bar owner, and an Oregon jail guard received a 20-year sentence in 1986 for kidnapping, shooting, and paralyzing a woman, and both of those men claim that steroid use contributed to their behavior.
Hmm.
Wow, fascinating. 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, am I being too general? Do you think that only a few baseball players use steroids, or only a few cops are involved in this scene? 800-259-9231, this is your show. You take control, change the topic if you'd like. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If your plans include a new building for your business, church, or organization, don't settle for anything less than the quality of General Steel. General Steel will beat any steel building price of similar size and specifications. A small deposit will get your project started and lock your price in for up to 90 days. And you can delay that delivery for up to 6 months at no additional cost. We can customize your building to meet your needs, and it's engineered for your specific area. Remember, General Steel will beat any steel building price. That's our bottom line promise to you. Some restrictions apply, so call us right now for a free quote. 877-247-1580. 877-247-1580. If you need space, remember, you need the General. Call now. 877-247-1580. 877-247-1580.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. If you want to take control at 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll literally talk to you about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You want to get a rant off your chest. You got some sort of issue or agenda you want to push or promote. You can do it. We're going to ask you questions about it and maybe call you out on the carpet. But anything goes here. We're not afraid of any issue. So again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally hundreds of users. Thousands of posts.
The all-new bulletin board.
And it is all new. Brand spanking new software and a little bit extra that you can do with it. So log on if you spot any bugs, let us know, but it should be a lot of fun. Again, all of it for free at freetalklive.com. So talking about cops and steroids and what that means for you, to me it means it's pretty frightening. And it actually lends some explanation to some of the things that these cops are doing. I mean, the Rodney King episode, virtually any police beating now, I might just chalk up to the fact that the cops are on steroids.
There's a statement by one of the police officers, this Chris Holden guy, who was never charged with any sort of crime.
Okay.
I wanted to physically prepare myself as much as I could and have confidence to do my job.
Don't take the job.
I took anabolic steroids so that I would be stronger. If I got into a fight, I felt I stood a better chance of surviving. I wanted to go home when my shift was over. So why didn't he just shoot the... you're a criminal. Shoot him. Just shoot first.
Yeah, they don't tend to get in
later.
Trouble. They don't tend to get in trouble for that kind of behavior.
You'll survive better, right?
You know,
I mean, at worst, you're going to get a paid vacation.
These guys go into dangerous situations every day. I can certainly understand why one would want to be bigger and stronger. That, I mean, I don't think that that's an unreasonable thing to want.
Sure, yeah, I understand that, too. But if he's... it's just not the right way to do it. I mean, if he wants to take steroids, that's fine, but don't be wielding a nightstick at the time. You know, don't be possibly throwing me out of my car and smashing my teeth against the pavement because you're depressed about your life and your testicle shrinkage.
Yeah, why steroids? Come on, PCP supposedly makes people think they're invincible.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, it's my opinion that steroids, being a prescription drug, should
probably
be
easy to get their hands
should
on.
Be prescribed by a doctor, and then the people that want to do them can be under the care of a doctor while they're doing them.
You mean doctors don't prescribe PCP?
Let's go right
to horses.
Let's go right to the phones, gentlemen. This is the show about your calls. Let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Joe.
I was going to make some comments about the war on drugs.
Okay, do
why
it.
I think we will never be able to beat this war on drugs.
We'll never be able to beat it?
Never.
You mean end the war?
Right. The reason why that the government started the war on drugs is to do exactly what you were saying, drive the price up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you have a cheap, free supply of your whatever it is you're taking, it doesn't really pay. So what they do is they have to
What doesn't really pay? I don't understand.
Well, it's a supply side thing. It's if you make whatever you're bringing in rare, then you don't have people. Like, it's the reason why marijuana is so heavily
so you're saying the government's importing all drugs?
Pretty much. Well, think about this. How many addicts are there in the United States? How are you going to supply them all?
I don't know.
There are
it's not
going to
be Pedro walking across the border with body cavity stuff, because that's not even one.
Well, actually, it's a whole lot of different things. I mean, while I think there's absolutely some credence to some government people bringing the drugs in, I mean, we'd absolutely know there are certain sheriffs of certain counties across the country that are 100% involved in smuggling drugs. At the
they'd
same
probably
time,
take a cut and look the other way, but...
Yeah, there's the sheriff, there's the law enforcement that looks the other way. There's definitely mafia involvement. There's definitely also the individuals that just go and do it just to try and make some money. So the entire underground is comprised of a variety of different sources, not just the government.
And my point was that if you made stuff legal that you could actually grow in your own backyard, like, say, marijuana,
mm-hmm.
You'd have a lot of people doing that, and the price would drop, and that would be the drug of choice. Remember when they made... Prohibition. All of a sudden you had bootleggers and all the money just, and the government said, you know, we ought to get a cut of that. And instead of having the mafia bosses raking in money like crazy, and the government has to fight them and their prohibition, they said, maybe we can get a cut on this. And you heard about the declassified.
So you think it's hopeless? You think it's hopeless?
I'm not going to say it's hopeless, but people have to wake up and see exactly what's going on. It's
well, that's why we're moving to New Hampshire, Joe. That's why we're part of the Free State Project. We're going to go up there, and we're going to tell the federal government to go pound sand, and we're going to go ahead and decriminalize drugs.
Well, I think you're going to have a hard time with it because they're going to want that income stream, and I'm saying that as long as people are getting paid off...
Oh, it's not going to be an easy job. It's
right.
Not going to be easy at all, but it's definitely something worth doing because if we can pull it off, and when we pull it off, our lives are going to be a whole lot safer, as Manwich was pointing out. Our 10-year-old daughters and sons won't get arrested, won't get pulled into a ditch by some methamphetamine addict.
Let's just say that if they can bust little ladies for, God, what was it that was topic du jour? I mean, if they can do that, they can certainly figure out who's been smuggling what. But the point is, they're the ones who are smuggling it, so why would they cutoff?
Well, actually, you're giving them too much credit, Joe. They can't do much of anything. They're the government. They're incompetent, and that's one of the reasons why they can't end the war on drugs in the way they'd like to, and that is eliminating drugs, because it's impossible. Joe, we're out of time, buddy. Call us back sometime, all right? 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can't give the government too much credit. They like to sit around and eat donuts. They don't actually like to do any work. This is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can also log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of women who have taken the time to send their picture to the show to show off the fact that they actually do listen to this radio program. We actually have female listeners. And on top of that, women come first on Free Talk Live. So if we've got a couple guys on hold, they're waiting to go on the air, and a lady calls in, you go on first. It's that simple. 1-800-259-9231. So again, as we talk about at least once a week on this show, another tragic story out of the war on drugs. Two stories. One a tragic one, another one a frightening one. The first one about a little 10-year-old girl who died as a result of some methamphetamine addicts in her neighborhood abducting her because they were afraid she was going to rat them out as far as where their lab was. And then the other story Johnson had about these cops that are using steroids to bulk up, which of course puts us all in danger because roid rage is not something that you want to be on the receiving end on, especially if the person dealing it out is armed with well, pepper spray, a nightstick, a handgun.
And a badge.
Only losers use drugs.
Damn. So the irony is definitely there. It's a sad, pathetic situation, and the only way we're going to end it is to end the war on drugs. Whoa. Now, our last caller says that he doesn't think that's possible. He thinks the government's too powerful. He thinks the interests are too strong and too controlling. And I understand his fear. They are pretty strong. I mean, these are the cops, right? They're the ones that are making the most off of this, besides the other underworld interests.
He thinks that people have to know. I mean, that was what he tried to say. That people need to know that the government is bringing in all the drugs and all that.
Well, that's not true.
No, it can't be true. Why do people get busted across the border all the time?
The big thing that he's not taking into account is, like, okay, it's really hard to wrap this into a coherent thought, but you have these cops, right, and they're in this system of where they're, you know, smuggling drugs across the border, you know, the cops are, or whatever, right? If that system were to change, those cops wouldn't be able to adapt. It's not like they could quickly just somehow come up with something, because they've found a niche in law, in the government, and how they've managed to get to do this without being caught or without it becoming public. They've weaseled in a way, right? They've just kind of made their little niche. Now, if everything were to suddenly change around them, they wouldn't suddenly be able to control everything. And it's not like they really have all sorts of power. They've got power over their little area. If suddenly the whole structure, the base of all the way the law worked and everything around...
You're talking about if we ended the war on drugs.
Right, if we ended the war on drugs and suddenly everything started to change, or even if things just started to change around them, they'd be screwed. They don't have any real power. They don't have real power to really change things. They have little power to control the little
that's
people
why they
involved
fight it.
In their little environment.
That's why they fight it tooth and nail. I mean, that's why when a marijuana decriminalization initiative comes up like it did this past year in Nevada, the police, the state police, the state sheriffs come out and just start attacking everybody who's behind the decriminalization movement. They pull whatever dirty tricks they can to influence the vote, and in this case, they influenced it enough and did enough behind-the-scenes finagling that they managed to make it so it didn't pass.
Even if there was a slight change, you know, things could drastically be screwed up in their area.
Well, too bad for them.
Exactly.
There needs to be a change, because we're suffering for it. We're dying for it, and it's just somebody using drugs. 800-259-9231. We're not recommending it, but it doesn't hurt me and it doesn't hurt you if someone else does it. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live.
If you're talking